Hello and welcome to the Grayson Kolstock podcast. My name is Kolstock, his name is Grayson. Today on the docket we have stories about the MLB home run derby and about the whole stealing first on any drop pitch, baloney, and That's also true. About NBA free agency. Grayson, why don't you tell us about the home run derby bracket, because my specialty is in the NBA and other baseball stuff.
So, Pete Alonso ended up winning the home run derby.
Big Pete meet.
And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. put on a show. He had 90-some-odd home runs, setting the record. And in the semifinal round, Jock Peterson against Vladimir Guerrero, Vladimir Guerrero ended up winning it, but there was a tiebreaker, a minute-long tiebreaker, and then there was two swing-offs.
Yeah, so that was impressive. Vlad Guerrero is honestly, I think, going to be one of the better players as soon as he develops, you know. I also think it's really cool that, you know, the 8-seed Vlad Guerrero Jr. got into the finals, and that, you know, Pete Alonso beat out the 1st seed, too, but he really didn't have to face the 1st seed, but happy for him. Two rookies coming in.
Yep. Hot, so. Pete Alonso had two buzzer beaters.
Yeah.
This is possibly one of the greatest home run derbies of all time.
Yeah, definitely. I would have to agree. Also, I think that AL Rookie of the Year, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and Pete Alonso, NL Rookie of the Year, I just think that's what's going to happen. I mean, I think we've just seen the battle of the two Rookie of the Years.
I feel like we have a battle for the NL MVP, Christian Yelich versus
Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger?
Yeah.
Yep. They're both going for the Triple Crown. Both going for leading the league in batting average, home runs, and some other thing.
Yeah, all right. So, now we got to talk about this whole stealing first.
So, my dad told me yesterday that in the Atlantic League...
This is a minor league change?
Kind of.
Okay.
So, my dad told me last night my thoughts on stealing first. And I think it would be good for baseball, but, it would have, the catcher would have to be, ready at all times and have to block everything.
Yeah. And so, Grayson plays catcher, and I, Kolstock, play catcher, and I know how hard it is to block, you know, baseballs.
Right.
But with, you know, let's say somebody drops the first, you know, somebody drops the first pitch, you know, and it's a strike.
Yeah.
And the guy goes off to first, and, you know, you don't know where the ball is. I find that really unfair that, you know, they have to, you know, be ready at all times. Because catching is already a hard enough job. As it is, because you have to crouch, you know, look at Joe Mauer. Congratulations to him on getting his number retired. Joe Mauer, quit because of knee injuries. And imagine him having to deal with constantly having to move and move and move when his knees are already hurting. That's why he switched over to first.
Do you like it, though? Or do you not like it?
I think it's an okay rule. It might, you know, change up the aspect of baseball a little. And just make it fun, but I think that it should, I'm blanking out here. I think that it shouldn't be installed in the MLB. I think that would just be too much of a hassle, I guess.
I like it. The catcher would always have to be alert and ready for everything.
Yeah.
I would say to experiment with it.
Yeah, I guess you experiment. It's a perfect place to experiment, especially in, a place like the Atlantic League or, you know, some place like that before, you know, because if it has really negative results on the players, it will, it just won't go over with fans, players, and just kind of everybody.
Right. Like, on a 1-1 count, you can go.
Yeah, you know. Also, I'm just, you know, looking around for the free agency thing, and a news story popped up. David Ortiz is going to undergo his third surgery since being shot in the Dominican Republic, so...
That's good news.
You know, he's at least he's alive and well, so.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Not Justin won the MVP for the All-Star game.
Who did?
Sorry. Not Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Shane Bieber.
Oh, nice job. I was like, not Justin, what do you mean? Yeah, so. So I think, yeah, it'll just be really cool. Alright, now it's time to talk about NBA free agency. Oh boy, am I ready for this. Number one story, I find, is Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are both Brooklyn Nets. Now, Grayson, you may not know this, but where is Brooklyn?
New York.
Right in the heart of New York. Exactly. So, I honestly think that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant coming to Brooklyn, A, Jay-Z is like a part owner that almost made the move happen to Brooklyn from New Jersey, and B, it's, you know, New York. There's so much media attention. Like, think about how much attention Pete Alonso would get if, you know, excuse me. Think about how much attention that Pete Alonso will get just, you know, from being in New York. Now you add Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So I think that the Nets are going to improve a lot because those are two of the best players ever, two of the best. I think Golden State is going to take a huge hit because Kevin Durant, you know, won almost all their finals MVPs and they just lost the finals. So I think this is the downfall of the Warriors. I don't think there's going to be much more of a dynasty.
Steph Curry.
Maybe one more, but Steph Curry is still there. Excuse me. That might help. Kawhi Leonard is now a Clipper. He will be playing in... Here's... Excuse me. I'm sorry. Got a little bit of a cough today. He'll now become a Clipper. I thought that Kawhi was going to go to the Lakers when I saw L.A. And it surprises me... But I also think this could get a little more media attention. Also, think about it this way. There's LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But the reason Kawhi went to LA, the Clippers, is partially because they could get Paul George in a deal. So they got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. So they improved drastically because Kawhi Leonard, I'm pretty sure, was the finals MVP. And, a last big splash move in the offseason that, you know, it's still a little old, but I believe it is, yeah, Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Yeah, so the Lakers are doing this thing where it's kind of like the Yankees, where they buy the best players. That's probably more like Brooklyn Nets are doing that.
Yeah.
But now you have LeBron James, and now you're going to add Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis is a superstar. He can earn a max or possibly a super max, depending on how good he is. LeBron James, I'm pretty sure, is earning a super max contract. And I don't see, like, why you would add more players at this point. I thought, oh, the addition of Kawhi Leonard would just be crazy. Just like, wow, that your team might actually be good if you add some bench players. Also, you know, Sean Livingston left the Warriors, I'm just saying that, but I think that if Anthony Davis and LeBron can make some things work, and, you know, Kawhi leaves the Clippers pretty soon, I think that Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, plus a good young core of a bench, would be perfect for LA, especially because, you know, Kobe Bryant left. Now they don't have a superstar. Really. And then one more thing. Pretty sure, yeah. They waive Sean Livingston from the Warriors. I mentioned that earlier.
Oh, Wolves.
And I don't think that, I don't think that that's a good move. Sean Livingston was a veteran player, and he is, you know, okay, you know. He's he's pretty good, great bench player, but I don't think, you know, just meh. Also, I'm getting another thing that it says, Adam Silver acknowledges the NBA has work to do with enforcement of rules after several stars players changed teams through deals that were apparently agreed upon, yada, yada, yada. That's just something, but, yeah, I think the NBA should, I think the NBA should just kind of, like, chill out with, you know, because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, both all-stars, both MVPs, practically. I don't think Kyrie has an MVP. Both of them are now on one team. You got Anthony Davis and LeBron on one team. And you have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on one team. I think the NBA is going to get another version of the Warriors just on another team. And so, I don't think this will be very good. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you think the Twins... Now back to baseball.
Yeah.
Do you think the Twins are still going to win the division?
Yes, for sure. I think that the Twins have a great chance. I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes you have downs and ups, but I think that, yeah, the Twins are going to pull out the division because the only only people standing in our way are Cleveland, and we're still, Cleveland's still 5.5 games back. And the rest
Look
of the
our last
other
10.
Teams are, you know, 12. Tigers are 26. Yes, our last 10 is, 28, I meant 4 and 6. But hey, that's last 10. Like I said, you have ups and you have downs. Sometimes the downs come more and sometimes the ups come more. I just think that the Twins have a good chance. I think they're going to win the division.
At the beginning of the year, the Indians had the injury bug.
Yeah, they did have the injury bug, that's
for sure. They have their players back.
Uh-huh.
My dad actually placed a $10 bet on the Indians winning the division.
Yeah, here's the thing, your dad's wrong. I think the Twins are going to pull out this division. Twins are at least getting in the playoffs. I mean, they got a lot of good players. Like, look at, you know, Brian Buxton, Jorge Polanco, just to name a few. I think all those guys are very good. Willians Astudillo, just personal favorite, not all that great. But I think that, you know, Twins are going to win.
I feel like that the Twins are going to end up in second place by like 2 games.
I think they're going to...
Still be a playoff team.
I think they're going to go in like a game ahead of Cleveland. Few games ahead, or at least a game. On the National League side of things, I think, you know,
Braves are doing pretty good.
Yeah, Braves are doing good. Cubs doing, as always. Dodgers are just...
Yeah, Dodgers could
Here's the seals. Thing. I think that the Brooklyn Dodgers... I just called them the Brooklyn Dodgers. My apologies. The Los Angeles Dodgers... are going to run away with the division. They're going to get the number one seed. But I think if we... hold on 1 second. I think that the Yankees or Astros could pull it out against the Dodgers in the World Series. I just don't think they have that... yes, they have a great team, but have you seen the last 2 World Series? I don't think that the Dodgers could just pull one out unless they had... a great, great, great season, and, like, all the players didn't get injured.
Look at the Giants' last 10.
Yeah,
the
Giants are, like, on the uprise, but still, there's 17
They're 7-3, but they're 40, in their last 10, they're 7-3, but they're, like...
Yeah, and, you know, you also kind of want to look at the bottom of the division sometimes and see, you know, kind of, like, you know, what teams maybe could make a comeback. Reds have a chance to make a comeback. And that's, I don't want to say scary to say, but the Reds are 4.5 games back.
Yeah.
5-5.
The NL Central's a pretty tight division.
Yeah, that's quite the division. I think Cubbies or Brewers or Cardinals, really. I don't think Pirates or Reds. That might change, like, 4th or 5th place. NL West... Diamondbacks are the only teams who even have a fleeting chance. Marlins are the Marlins. Mets, Phillies, Nationals, you know.
I'm surprised the Mets aren't doing as well.
Yeah, maybe the Phillies could get first, but I think the Braves will take that. Back over to the American League side of things, Yankees or Rays are going to win this division. The Orioles are the Orioles. They're 30 games back already. And what really stinks is when you have to play catch-up baseball in the season, because if you are playing catch-up baseball, then you're always, always having to win every single game. And if other teams win more and just keep on winning and winning and winning, despite your best efforts, you're going to stay, like, the same.
Right.
That's why you always need to pull up ahead. Like, the Twins aren't going to play catch-up. They're going to play, second place to first place. As where the Tigers are, like, let's say the White Sox, they're 12 and a half games back. They're trying to win the division, and it's fighting an uphill battle. It's just trying to push a 4 billion pound stone uphill. AL West, I think we all know who's winning here, the Astros. Closest team is the Athletics right now.
They're 7.5 games back.
They're probably going to be, like, I would say maybe 5 or 6 games back by the end of the season. That's about it.
What are your predictions on the
I think that,
MVP and that stuff.
MVP and that stuff. All right. I'm going to go off of just teams right now. World Series champions. Man. This is tough. Now, I'm going to sound hypocritical, but I'm not sure yet. I think it's going to come out, like, and if, obviously, I would just say Twins are going to win the series, because I'm a Twins fan. But looking at all these stats right now, AL, like, top spots, Twins are, like, a game behind everybody else in for the top spot. The Yankees... curse them. Yankees have the top spot right now in all the AL. Astros are in second, Twins are in third, and then the wild cards would probably wind up being like the Rays and that. But I think your World Series champion for 2019 is gonna be I think it's gonna be man, this is so tough. This is what I would really like. Is I would like to, I'd like to pick the Houston right now.
So.
I'd really like to pick Houston to, not repeat, but just to go, you know, just to win another series. I think that Astros or Yankees are going to win this World Series. Dodgers are probably going to get into the series, I bet.
I feel like the Dodgers are going to finally win one.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like it's going to be Dodgers, Houston, or Yankees.
Yeah, it was Dodgers, Yankees. That'll be an awesome classic.
So, right now, the division leaders, the West belongs to Houston, the East belongs to the Yankees, and the Central belongs to the Twins. And the two wildcard teams, so if the season ended right now, the teams in the playoffs would be Tampa Bay and Cleveland.
Oakland, Boston, and Texas are the three behind. Only teams I could see getting into the playoffs and switching would probably be Oakland or Boston. And that's, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, that's has to have a lot of luck happening.
Yep.
I would probably think that, Baltimore's not getting in. Here's what's really crazy, is, let's see if I can find the American League here.
That is the American League.
I mean, not the National League here. Right here, yeah. So, I honestly think that the only team that has a chance that is out of the top three is... It might, and this is not going to happen. The only chance that I even see barely happening might be Seattle or Toronto.
No.
But that's not going to happen.
In the National League, the Cubs own the Central, and the Dodgers are in the West, and the East belongs to Atlanta. The two wildcard teams are Washington and Philadelphia.
All right, one thing I see about the wild card, Washington versus Philadelphia, and right now Washington is leading that, proves that Bryce Harper right now on the Phillies, that they don't need him. Right. I don't want to say they don't need him. They obviously would need a superstar player like Bryce Harper. But in Philadelphia, you know, just case they're sneaking in. Milwaukee, I think, is going to jump one of the teams in the NL wild card.
Probably. That's you. Or, excuse me.
Yeah, whatever. The only last three teams are Milwaukee, Arizona, and San Diego. I only see Milwaukee and Arizona might getting in. Dodgers, I think, like Grayson predicted, World Series champions. I think it's Astros or Yankees. I wouldn't be wrong to think the Dodgers get into the World Series at this point. For the AL MVP, I'm sorry, I totally forgot what MVP is. One second. You want to say anything about it? You can go first.
Well, for the NL MVP, it's going to be either, that's Rookie of the Year. It's either going to be Christian Yelich or, Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, I think that, I'm sorry. I think Mookie Betts not in the conversation this year. I don't think Eddie Rosario is an honorable mention. You know, Michael Brantley. Obviously, there's a lot of players in there.
DJ LeMahieu.
You know, DJ LeMahieu. Right. You know, out of that is pretty good. I think that I think for my AL MVP, and it's going to be a really tough call here, but I'm thinking, and I'm, you know what, you rattle off everything, and you're going to think I might be crazy, but I think that Mike Trout could get the MVP this year, and that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
I'm thinking Mike Trout, 301 batting average, 28 homers, 67 RBIs. Just, Mike Trout is Mike Trout. You know, Alex Bregman is also right up there.
DJ LeMahieu could pull it out.
DJ definitely could, and Matt Chapman is also very
According
good.
To this,
but I
Mike
think
Trout has five Mike Trout. First place votes.
The
Cy Young, Mike Minor.
Mike Minor, Verlander's in that conversation. Charlie Morton is in that conversation. I think Charlie Morton could pull this one out. Rookie of the Year so far is looking like Brandon Lowe. And I would not disagree with this one. I think that Brandon Lowe is a great pick. I mean, he has better stats than Vlad, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he has as many dingers. But he has some very solid stats.
He has a better batting average.
Better batting average, and that's what you look for in a second baseman. You don't necessarily look for a ton of power, but you look for a hitter, not much power. You want a good defensive second baseman, in my opinion. So next, I think, will be Manager of the Year, Rocco Baladalli, and we're both Twins fans, and I agree. Rocco turned this team around.
Yep.
I mean, after the offseason, Rocco has done an amazing job at managing. 10 out of 10 manager, that's for sure. NL MVP, Cody Bellinger.
It's tied.
It's
tied. It's Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger.
You know, very, very close.
Here, check out Christian Yelich.
Javi Baez is always in that conversation. Wilson Contreras, that surprises me a tiny bit. Josh Bell's also in there. Yeah, all these guys.
Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger are pretty much the exact same character.
Yeah, Hoojin Ryu of the Dodgers is currently...
He's going to win it.
Yeah, he has a 1.73 ERA, a .91
whip. That's less than
109 innings pitch, 10 balls on base, had 99 strikeouts. One second. This is not a sponsor for Apple, but Siri, what's 99 divided by 10?
9.9.
Yeah, 9.9. I'm dumb. So, yeah, he's like 9.
Ooh, Walker Buehler.
Every 9.9 strikeouts, he has a ball. So, Walker Buehler, yeah, that's good. That'll be in the conversation for sure. Rookie of the year, Pete Alonso. Hands down, there's Fernando Tatis Jr., that's about it. And that's not even close. Pete Alonso. Manager of the Year, Dave Roberts, Dodgers. Yeah. Why not?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree, too. That's about it.
Thanks for listening, and we'll...
catch you next time, I guess. Yep.